Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
Today we are in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 15. It is joy to the just to do judgment. It is joy to the just to do judgment. There are three simple words in the first part of Proverbs 21, 15 that all start with the letter J. Those three words are joy, just, and judgment. Now what we want to do is we want to examine these words individually, and then we want to examine these words in relation to each other and show you the expectation that God has for you and what we should have for ourselves. Now notice that God's objective is that we do judgment. So, we'll first look at the doing judgment, and then we'll handle the words in reverse order of their appearance in the verse. In other words, the verse says, it is joy to the just to do judgment. Well, we'll look at doing judgment, and then we'll look at being just, and then we'll look at having joy. And we'll do them in reverse order. Now, God wants us, first of all, to do judgment. Do judgment. Now, to do judgment is far different than to know judgment. Let me give you an example. You know that the speed limit regulates the maximum speed on the road. And you know that when you exceed the limit, you are speeding. Now, what happens is you use your eyes and you use warnings from other drivers, and you use radar to try to escape getting caught when you speed. I remember when I was a child, we drove up and down Highway 77 between Refugio and Victoria often, and I would be with my uncle, and it was very common for him to have his hand on the top of the steering wheel and then to raise a finger like his index finger, and put it back down whenever a car was coming. I saw him do that one time. I said, what are you doing? He said, well, back behind us was a highway patrolman. And when I made that signal, the fellow would know to slow down so he doesn't get caught speeding. Sometimes people will flash their lights. Of course, they're hesitant to do that at times because the highway patrolman might see the lights, their lights on the back there of the car light up and know that they are sending a warning to other people down the road. But that's what drivers do for each other. They give warnings sometimes about there being a speed trap back behind them to warn anybody that's heading into that trap not to speed. Of course, you're looking around to see if you can see any indication of a highway patrolman that is trying to hit you with radar. And a lot of people use radar detectors in order to escape getting caught when you speed, all right? Now, in all of those cases, you continue to drive over the speed limit. So while you know the judgment, that is, if you get caught, you're going to pay a fine, you don't do judgment because you still speed, you see? And God wants you to do judgment, not just know what it is, and obey the speed limit regardless of whether you face the prospect of getting stopped or not. Now, I had a lesson in that myself. I laugh about it now. It was a great lesson that I learned, and it had a great benefit. And I'll let you know the lesson, and then I'll let you know the benefit. Now, the lesson is that there was a citation that I received for a garage sale sign a long time ago, which now is an ordinance that you violate if you put out a garage sale sign without having a permit. It's posting placards in a public place. And so, you know, what I received was this notice that I had to appear in court. So I go to court, and the judge says, here's your fine, which was huge. It was like $500 plus $99 in court costs. And he said, you could talk to the DA. Well, I and the nine other guys that were in there with me that day for the same cause, because we held garage sales, all would talk to the DA, and she said the same thing to them that she said to me. You've never been here before, and so here's what we're going to do. You can pay the $99 court costs, and you can pay the $200 fine, and then in the next 90 days, you don't get any kind of ticket, not in Corpus Christi or Nueces County or the state of Texas or the United States of America or anywhere of any kind. And if you don't have any violation or citation, then you know this won't even appear on your record. And I said, okay. Well, I was one that would always push that speed limit, you know, just like you do. And so I told my wife, I said, well, I can't get a ticket now for the next 90 days, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drive with cruise control right down the main street that, you know, that I take to get to work. And when I get up on SPID, I'm going to put it on cruise control and drive the speed limit there. I didn't even know, frankly, over there near the malls and stuff, I didn't even know what the speed limit on SPID was. Never paid any attention to it. I just drove. And so I'm looking around trying to find the speed limit, and it's 60 miles an hour. And I know I was driving interstate speed, you know, 70 and 75, and I was thinking, no wonder these people were always going so slow. Well, I started obeying the speed limit. Now, you know something? I was doing judgment. And the reason is that I could not afford, I didn't think I could afford being caught. I didn't want to have that citation and the higher fine and all that on my record. I surely didn't want to have to pay a speeding ticket and deal with the insurance or drivers, whatever you do, that defensive driving and all that. So I just started doing judgment. You know, the great benefit, and you'll hear more about this in a minute, but the great benefit was that I found it only took me 1 minute longer to get to work than it used to, and I wasn't stressed. When I got to work, I was not stressed. I wasn't feuding over the traffic. I wasn't being aggressive. As a matter of fact, I couldn't even drive in the left lane or the center lane anymore. I had to drive in the right-hand lane because everybody's still going over the speed limit. I thought I'd just drive over here with the slow pokes, the guys pulling trailers. You know, I was just perfectly relaxed getting to work after that, and I thought, you know something, this has been a contributor to additional stress in my life because of the anxiety of trying to move traffic fast to get somewhere in a hurry. So it really had a great payoff to do judgment, okay? Now, I know that's a funny little story, but I'm telling you that because so often we think, well, the speed limit, he's not going to catch me, I'll go over. You may be paying for it in a way unlike a citation, just like I was, with additional stress. And so, do judgment. Now, the judgment of God against sinners who die without Christ, you know what that is? That's an eternity in hell. So what do? You say, well, I'm not going to die anytime soon, so I'm just going to go on and live like I want to do, and maybe when I get older, I'll do something about Jesus Christ, but I don't want him cramping my style right now. You know something? That's not doing judgment. You know what judgment is. You know that you'll wind up in hell if you die without Christ, but you're not doing judgment. When you realize that you spend an eternity in hell without Christ, you know the thing to do is to do judgment and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior so that you can escape hell. You say, well, I don't want to do that. Then I'll have to change my life. Yes, you will, but you know something? You know something? You'll be glad you did, because after you get saved, do judgment and yield to Christ's righteousness and the Holy Spirit in you and obey God. It is an amazing thing that it does to your life. But until you do judgment, you won't know what that is. So the first thing he said is, do judgment. All right, now the next thing is, he says this, it is joy to the just to do judgment. All right, the next thing is, be just. Be just. He says, to the just, be just. Now, you cannot do judgment without being just. You can't. Now, a person who is not just might abide by the rules and the laws for a period of time, but in time he is going to quit doing judgment. when it is to his advantage to do injustice or to do something other than judgment. And the reason is that he is not a just man. A just man seeks to do judgment all the time, regardless that it might cost him to do the right thing. He simply does it because it is the right thing to do, regardless of the consequences. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's where people really have a difficult time in Christianity, because they want to get saved, they want to get out of hell, but they don't want to do judgment. They don't want to be just. They like living on the edge. It's like when you're talking with teenagers and you say, yeah, the wrong kind of music can lead you astray from God. The wrong kind of movies can lead you astray from God. The wrong kind of companions can lead you astray from God. So we tell them those things, but they're like, ah, I don't want to do that. I want to hang out with wrong people because they have fun. I want to listen to the wrong kind of music because I really like it. And I want to watch the wrong kind of movies because they are the most entertaining. And I want to play video games all the time, and I don't want to read my Bible because I don't like it, and I like to play the video games, and so forth and so on. All right, you know what's happened there is here's a just person that has received the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, but he doesn't want to do judgment. And why doesn't he want to do judgment? Because doing judgment is stifling his fun. And so he goes and he hangs out with the wrong people, and he gets involved in the wrong kinds of activities for a Christian, and he feels like Christianity is a straitjacket, and he doesn't want to be involved in it. He likes what the world is able to do. Sometimes he may experience with alcohol or drugs or fornication or any of the other things that are so freely offered these days. And he thinks, well, now this is fun. I'm going to go to heaven when I die, but I get to mess around here and do all these wicked things right now, or at least the things my preacher says are wicked, and I'm having a great time. You know what his problem is? His problem is he is justified from hell, but he is not justified in his works. He's not living in righteousness. He is not just in heart. He's wicked. He really is. And what he's done is he has put a licentiousness in the liberty of the Holy Spirit of Christ and is allowing himself the opportunity to do these things because he thinks they are enjoyable. And now, you know what he's going to find in time is that his life is a wreck because sin has consequences. And the thing is, he didn't want to live or be just and live in righteousness after he got saved. And it causes a wreck. It causes a schizophrenia, if you will. And eventually what it does is it really takes its toll on the Christian. So the Lord said, be just. In other words, if Christ is in you and you're saved, then you know what? He wants to live his life through you so that you can be just on the outside, just like you are just on the inside, where your conversation is about the Lord, where your affections are on things above, where it's nothing to you at all to give and give abundantly to the Lord because you know that's your treasures being laid up on the other side. It's a joy for you to be in church. It's a joy for you to be with God's people and all that other kind of stuff. So it leads us to the third point, and that is this: have joy. You see, he says in the Proverbs 21:15, it is joy to the just to do judgment. Have joy. Now, the real benefit of doing judgment comes when doing judgment brings joy. And the funny thing about it is it doesn't bring joy right at first. The Lord desires that you have joy. The fruit of the Spirit includes joy. And when the just do judgment, they have joy, according to this proverb. Now, at first, it might not be joy to you to do judgment. It usually isn't. It wasn't to me. But if you keep doing the right thing, you're going to find that there is great joy in it, both now, which is the unusual thing, and in eternity after the judgment seat of Christ. Let me give you a good example of this. A good example is found in hardworking athletes. At first, when athletes are bearing all the pain of conditioning, they aren't really enjoying or rejoicing in their practices. However, in time, you know what happens? Their bodies get used to the training, and they notice that their bodies and their minds begin to enjoy the work. There's endorphins and other things like that where, you know, they don't even have to compete. They just like it because it's something that is beneficial to them. They know it's good for them, and they actually feel good doing the work. And then, of course, when they compete and they win, they experience the ultimate joy that then keeps them working hard. You find this in all kinds of avenues of life. Take a young man that works hard in college. The rest of his friends are out at pizza and drinking beer and all that stuff, and he's hitting the books. And boy, I mean, at first he is really dreading this because he knows he could be out and enjoying some free time with his buddies, but he stays there on the books because his school is hard, his curriculum is hard, he has to work hard because he needs to make a good grade, and so he makes the good grade, and at first it's not a joy to him. Next semester comes and he's doing judgment. He knows he wants to make A's. He's doing judgment. He's being just. He's staying away from the things that are going to cause him to make a bad grade. He doesn't cheat. He doesn't do the cliff notes. He reads all the material. He really works hard and he makes good grades. And you know what? In time, he finds out, I like making good grades. And so somebody says, come go to the concert with us. We're going to go. And he's thinking, man, I got this big test on Monday. And he says, no, I'm not going to go. And they're like, you're going to miss all the fun. But what they don't realize is that to him, it is fun to make an A. He is having joy making good grades. Now, they get out of college and they go get a routine kind of a job, something that they like or whatever, and he goes and he gets the job that he wanted. It's not one that he has to take, it's the one he wants. And he gets that job and he excels in it because he's learned to work hard and he finds joy in doing a good job for his employer, and guess what? He's the one getting the promotions. And after a period of time, a long period of time, he has worked his way up through the organization, and now he is a chief operating officer, a chief financial officer, a chief executive officer in the very company where he started. Why? Because he learned to have joy in hard work early. He learned that this proverb is true. It is joy to the just to do judgment. And so he says, in order to be just, I'm paying a big salary or a big wage, excuse me, or a big tuition for this education. I'm going to apply myself. And he finds joy in it, and he finds joy in the promotions, and then he finds joy in being on the top of the pile. You see how that goes? Now, a lot of his other friends were finding joy in vanity, which the world does, and then there's sadness later because they're barely, you know, barely scraping by to get the ends to meet, and they don't get the advancements and they don't get the promotions. Why? They're not used to hard work. They're not used to doing judgment. They're not used to being just, you see. So life is like this, and it's very important for you to keep it in mind right now. After my garage sale sign citation, I have learned that doing judgment in the vehicle and being just offers great joy. For instance, when you're driving down the interstate and you're trying to get to wherever your destination is and you're speeding, you're constantly looking out for a vehicle in the median, a vehicle in the crossover, a vehicle on the side of the road. And every time you see it and you have some indication that it is a highway patrolman, you always step on the brakes. I know because I followed you down the interstate and I've seen you do the very thing. I see a lot of people do it. But when you're driving the speed limit and you know you're driving the speed limit, you don't slow down. You simply change lanes. If it is a highway patrolman, you want to be out of the lane, you know, away from the shoulder to give good clearance and so forth. You drive down the road, keep right on doing whatever you're doing. You get where you're going and you're mad at the traffic and you fought hard. You got there 5 minutes before I did, maybe 10 minutes before I did, and you're partly worn out because you have been intently studying the road and intently pressing up behind vehicles that are going slower than you are in the left-hand lane to force them over into the right-hand lane so you can pass them in the left-hand lane and so forth and so on. I cruise on down the road, let all you guys go by because I just stay in the right-hand lane. When I get where I'm going, guess what? I'm rested and I'm ready. Now you say, well, you sound like you're bragging. No, I'm just giving you personal experience because I've done both of those things. I've tried to drive fast in that lane and all those things I described about keeping my eyes peeled for the highway patrolman and trying to move traffic over by getting in too close by, I've done all that stuff. And man, you're tired, you're wrecked out when you get to where you're going. And it's not happening anymore. It is joy to the just to do judgment, you see. Now, look how it goes with tax returns. Don't you know that who likes to pay taxes, of course. I mean, it's not something you look forward to doing, but I'm telling you something. It's a joy to be able to sleep at night and know that you did it right, okay, so that if you ever do have an audit, And they look through your material, they say, well, all this stuff seems to be in order. Now, you know, there's all kinds of horror stories about how they're always looking for something, they're always going to find something. You know, I realize that that attitude probably exists because the auditors want to make sure that they find things when they're irregular, and the more revenue they find, probably the better it is for their job. So they're looking, okay? And I'm not telling you anything about this particular thing with taxes except to say this. Don't you want to sleep well at night? Know that you've done that properly. Know that if you ever do get an audit, you did the best that you could. You followed the rules. You did by justice what those things are supposed to do. You did the judgment. And then if you pass the audit, they say, hey, everything looks clear here. You go, hoo-hoo, joy, joy. Why? I did it right. You see? Don't cheat in school. You know, don't cheat in the law. Do things according to the law. That way, if somebody calls your hand on it, say, look, I did this the way that it was supposed to. Listen, in the early church, the Christians were persecuted for their faith in Christ, and they found joy in spite of the persecution. Why? They were doing judgment. They were doing the right thing. They were just. They had received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and now they were out telling others how to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. The others didn't like it, and when they got persecuted and suffered for the cause of Christ, the Bible says they rejoiced. You say, well, that's awfully strange. You know what? They had learned what I'm telling you. You think joy is in breaking the law. You think joy is in doing something wrong. You think joy is going out and having a good time on the edge. That's not so. Like a good athlete, like a good soldier during very, very diligent training, once you become elite, okay, as a soldier, you have joy in the recognition that you have being elite in doing the job that you do, having gone through the training you've gone through, and while it was grueling, you look back on that and you say, man, that is some of the greatest time of my life. Christians that suffer persecution for the cause of Christ look at that and say, listen, I'm among the elite. I'm doing what the Lord wants me to do. I'm doing the judgment, and I'm living in justice, and I'm having joy doing it. You say, well, what do I do? Start by doing judgment. All right, go to the Bible, see what everything it says to do, and do what it says to do. It will lead you to want to be just, which you will be when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Bible says that the law is the schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. You start out by doing the right thing. You'll get old enough where you realize doing the right thing is to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And when you do, then keep doing judgment until it brings you the joy that God shows you in this verse of Scripture. The joy that comes from the Spirit of God, the joy that comes from doing right, the joy that comes from the abundance of life in Christ. And then you too, like the early Christians, will be able to suffer persecution for living in Christ and the reproach of your friends who say, how come you're not going to go out and hang out with us? You're like, I don't do that stuff anymore. I'm living for God and I'm liking it. You know, you'll be an effective witness when you can do something like that. So when the proverb says, it is joy to the just to do judgment, do it. Be just, do judgment, and have joy. And quit worrying that the world and advertisers keep painting big old smiles on drunks' faces to make it look like when they're getting ready to fornicate, they're having a great big old time. Quit looking at that. You know, we watch ball games and all that kind of stuff. You see all those big old smiley faces and all that cooler of beer and running down to the beach and all these, you know, all the stuff that goes with it, all the trappings that are with it. That's not joy. That stuff, I'll tell you what, leads to divorce. It leads to unwanted pregnancies. It leads to debt. It leads to recklessness. It leads to drunk driving. It leads to cirrhosis of the liver. It leads to hell without Christ. It leads to all kinds of problems that they will not discuss, hangovers being the least of those problems, that they will not discuss on the television. Will they not show you in the advertising because they want you to believe that the high life and the fun time is doing that stuff that's wrong. And it's not. It's not. I don't drink. Boy, I have a great time. Great time, the Spirit of God doesn't require alcohol in order to have a good time, you see. Don't have to break the law. Don't have to break the rules in order to have a good time. Neither do you. But you haven't lived in justice long enough to realize that. Okay? And you need to. I realize that a lot of the Proverbs are principles, not guarantees, but I'll tell you this one. This principle here, oh boy, this one's true. It is joy to the just to do judgment. It's better for your kids. It's better for your marriage. It's better for your happiness. It's better for your sleep. It's better for your pocketbook. It's better for your job. It's better for your occupation. It's better for your friends. It's better for your relatives. It's better for your children. It's better for your life after death. It's better for your judgment seat of Christ. It's better for God. Listen, it's good. It's good, man. It's good for everybody that's concerned. It's even better for your wayward friends because they need somebody that they can count on to be just and to do judgment, who's having joy, because one of these days they're going to get tired of the nasty, stinking life that they're living and the destruction they're facing. And they're going to want to know if there's somebody they know well enough to be able to confide in that they need to do something about the wicked life they're living and the trouble they've gotten themselves into. And you need to be that person with a smile on your face, living in justice, living in judgment, so they can come to you and say, now, you got something we don't have, and you know something? We want it. We want it. Somebody's got to do that. You got to be, you know how they talk about the designated driver? Well, you need to be the designated do judgment guy. That's what you need to be. You need to be the point man. You need to be the point woman. You need to be the person they know that has lived in righteousness, that will show them the way of Jesus Christ because you've been living it. Okay? They need to know that there's somebody who didn't succumb to the wickedness of sin in this world and who found joy in doing judgment. Be that person. Be that person. Work at it diligently, so that doing judgment becomes the very thing in your life that brings you the greatest source of satisfaction and joy on this side of eternity. I'll tell you what, it'll make all the difference in the world for the quality of your Christian life, and it will please God too. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.